many boats around here? Do you see many boats?
Well, a lot of boats around, just small amounts, you know. Fella, just once in a while, a fella had one to go fishing or something like that.
What kind of boats do you think of?
Well, all the kind I know of, they have aluminum boat, or they have a, that is very light, you know. And I was in a place this morning where a woman had a, she had to put them in a store to keep people from stealing. She's over at a lake. And there's two ladies come there and got one of them, and they had to come in there and get them boats out, and had to turn it up on the edge to get it out of the store.
Is that right? Yeah. Were these motorboats?
No, they've been out, they were going to just fish in them, you know, and use a paddle around out there in the lake. Lovely lake. She's got a big lake that's, oh, it's a quarter of a mile of long. It really belongs to the county, but it's all a nice place to fish.
Oh, my little boy would love to go fishing.
That's some cows.
Oh, yeah, I see them down there. Are those yours?
Mm-hmm. I got 10 or 12 baby calves.
Have you?
Yeah.
Quiet.
And I had some calves off the other day. I had two out there that's been feeding a little bit and cat them off. Didn't weigh for 320 pounds, about $152 and a half.
Is that right?
How can you eat that kind of meat?
We're talking about boats. When you first put a boat in the water, when you put one in for the first time, you say, I'm going out to my boat.
Unlock it, lock my boat. No, I wouldn't know. We, I don't ever do anything like that.
Okay. When I say rowboat, I'll ask you one more boat question. Do you think of a rowboat as having a round bottom or a flat bottom?
Flat bottom.
Flat bottom?
Yeah.
And is the end of it square or pointed?
The front end usually pointed to a certain extent, but the back of it is square across, you know. Wide in the back.
Excuse me for not getting up, but I'm afraid
that's all right.
We got you pinned down. I know, I may be in for a while.
You want a cocoa leaf?
Yeah.
Do they use the words for boats around here, bateau or piro? They'd probably be down closer to the Gulf, maybe, that they might use it. If possible, they do. All right. Someone might ask you, will you be going to town today? And you'll say yes.
If I don't go today, I'll go tomorrow.
If your mother, when you were a child, had cooked a lot of dinner and maybe the minister was coming for dinner, you weren't too sure whether there was enough left, you might say, Mama, am I time?
Am I going to have to wait?
Around here, do they ever use the term gwine? Am I gwine to get some? You don't hear that.
No, I never did. You know, I don't know why. That.
Well, the doctor sounds gwine to use.
Yeah, but I never did.
Okay. If you're trying to hurry your child along to get off to school in the morning, you might pick up his clothes and hand them to him and say, well,
put them on.
Here, clothes. Here.
I wouldn't know how to say that because I was already gone. I didn't have to.
Oh, you didn't worry about that.
Mama had to worry about that.
Okay. Do you hear people around here using the expression right smart?
Right smart?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not too much.
How do you think of that as being used? Do you say he grew right smart of corn? Would that sound?
No.
That doesn't sound right.